Holy fucking shit, it's the Underworld Uncensored Volume 3. We're coming to you this time from beautiful Rochester, New Hampshire. I'm sitting in Guy Harvey's house. Hey, Guy.
How you doing?
And we are drinking, we're planning on doing a little drinking, do a little shooting the shit, playing some groovy tunes. You know how it works.
And if you could only see what's in this fucking room.
it's insane in here. We've got more audio equipment, professional quality audio equipment, running to run a good sized band in a good sized hall.
I mean, you can't see it, but we're running through two monitors that are made for live performance, just so we can hear ourselves.
Yeah, because I love the sound of my voice.
Yeah, but with two 15-inch speakers apiece and these enormous horns.
I can't hear that!
They're good enough to put out, about 120 decibels if we want. So, yeah, we're loaded the gills on gear.
Yeah, I think we better start off by cracking one. What do you think?
Okay, yeah, that's a great place to start. So, all right, hold on. I think we should do that right about...
Oh, Anheuser-Busch, I love you.
Much better.
Well, let's not talk too long to start off with. Let's just go right into a song. This is Anger Management by Lizzie Borden.
Fist of Titan jaw, and then it's on. Two steps closer to the
So if you listen to the normal podcast on any kind of regular basis, or you're one of the two or three people that actually listen to The Underworld live when we actually broadcast it on WSCA 106.1 FM, you know...
Suck ass. You don't have to do that here.
I know. I'm just fucking off. So if you ever hear that, then you might know that I recently started a new job. For 7 years, I've been a chemist at a nuclear power plant. And just in the last couple weeks, I started a new job, and I'm a training instructor. And instead of being able to you know, come in without having shaved or, you know, maybe even showered and wearing Iron Maiden or, you know, any band T-shirt and Levi's, you know, and just going into my own little world in the lab and doing my thing and not dealing with anybody. Now, I have to actually look like a professional. So guy sees me at work all the time, and he gives me no end of shit about what I have to wear now at work.
Yep. You guys, if you could only see this, it's hilarious. The guy walks in this pseudo half-ass bullshit suit, and his
hey,
fucking...
That's not pseudo anything. I wear good clothes, man. If I'm gonna
you
dress
look
like a chump,
a fucking joke.
If I'm gonna look like a chump, I'm gonna look spiffy, man. I get good. I buy good shit.
This khakis match his fucking cubicle.
Oh my god. he's called everybody over in the chemistry lab and told them that, and I keep on hearing it from my buddy Doug. Yeah, guy says your khakis match your cubicle, Mike. Like, kiss my ass, all you fuckers.
They do. That's it. They do. You're fucked.
Hey, I still know how to rock. You can kiss my ass.
Your whole hairy ass. No thanks. Okay. Well, now that we've managed to go into your personal life and all the stupid shit you do for a living, which is nowhere near as bad as me, I clean fucking toilets.
Yeah, but you can wear your Racer X shirt to work.
I can, yeah. This is true. So I've still got one up on you there. But actually, I was just thinking, you know, back to the music, what this is really all about. And we first started this tonight, and I'm like, okay, whatever, we'll do the fucking podcast. Yeah, sure. Well, I just heard that last tune, man. I love that. That was a lot of high energy. It's just awesome. It's amazing. The recording quality's killer. I mean, it's amazing. You listen to the local bands in so many areas, and you just hear this professionalism level sometimes. It's just killer. And you hear something like that, and you're like, why isn't this being played fucking everywhere?
Yeah, and Big Coffin Hunters. They put on an awesome show live, too. Those, Guy and I caught them, man, it's got to be a year ago now. We went to see Ogre and Big Coffin Hunters and Adria at, where was that? That was at Bourbon's in downtown Portsmouth. Bourbon's is the basement of Muddy River Smokehouse.
Oh, okay. That's what they call it?
Yeah, that's what they call it.
And I just remember the Jägermeister.
Yeah. Yeah, we do drink, you know, a lot of Jägermeister. But so we went and saw those three bands, and actually we missed Adria, but I've played them on the show a bunch of times since to make it up to them. And but Big Coffin Hunters and Ogre, man, they kicked ass. And yeah, I've been digging those guys ever since then. I still haven't had them on the show. Yes, I did. What am I saying? We had Big Coffin Hunters on the show. They were one of my guests.
For a guy who doesn't smoke dope.
I know, I've got no... I don't know.
Okay.
You'd think. All right, so you're mentioning the insane quality of some of these recordings. This next song is Product 62. The song's called Hellbent. And these guys put everything into this recording. This sounds beautiful. So,
and they wear suits like you.
Product 62?
First time we saw them, they did. Remember that? Mark's Showplace?
Yeah, I guess I do. Yeah. The Jaeger, I've got a little, you know,
you just
fuzzy
like
Jaeger memory going on there, too. But yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, you're just feeling the cubicle queer kinship there. That's all this is.
All right, so this is to my brother Cube Monkeys in Product 62. This is Hellbent. We'll be right back.
You know, there's something that's been on my mind lately to, you know, kind of pick on people about. It amazes me when you talk to somebody and you find out that they happen to be a child of a lesser god in some form. And
child of a lesser god.
Well,
you know, do you mean by that?
In other words, if you ever talk to somebody who watches a movie that's really intense and it's got a good meaning to it and they totally miss the fucking point. And as you're talking to them, you're just sitting there going, you're an idiot.
No. So people who are only looking at the most superficial level of the movie,
yeah, it's
something
like,
that you see as being very deep and symbolic of something, and all they see is the action itself, and never look into anything else.
Exactly. You know, it's kind of like, can you see anything beyond the layer on the surface at all? Survey says, fucking no, asshole.
Skin deep's good enough for me.
I was in a conversation with somebody who saw Fight Club and thought it was just about a guy who goes insane.
That's fucking crazy, because that movie is so poignant on so many levels.
Wow! You know, so if you ever hear this, I'd just like to say, to whom it may concern, you're an idiot.
That's all. Well, you can use the first name. Say the first name.
Nah, I'll leave that part alone, you know, because you never know, you know.
Fuck it. Who cares? Who cares?
No, but seriously, I mean,
there's no FCC on the internet.
No, there's not. But still in all, there is still being nice to people you actually do know on a daily basis.
Fuck
now,
that.
Now, this was somebody else.
Fuck that.
I just
you.
Rip them apart. Oh, why? You want to start picking on somebody we actually can, like, just tear to pieces?
Who?
I don't know. Ooh, this could be good. All right.
Where's Teabag? Bring Teabag in. We'll tear him up. No, not really. We'll leave
Teabag alone. Let's leave that alone. He's referring to his son. Nice fucking guy, huh?
Yeah, that's the listeners of. They've met Teabag.
Yeah, we kind of decided we'd, you know, kind of leave him out for this one. No, but back to my original point there. It's amazing, you know, but I think it's funny. You think about stuff where people just miss the point of many things. And again, I'll relate this in the end back to the music. You know, it's like, why is it these idiots out there, and obviously the people listening to this podcast can't be the same dickheads and morons.
No.
Can't see that
my audience are fucking geniuses.
Exactly.
Okay? I have ultimate respect for my audience.
Now, why is it that most people can't see that there's a little bit more out there musically, a little bit beyond the surface, than just what you hear on the regular fucking radio?
Oh, there's no doubt. I couldn't agree with what you're saying here more. I was just reading something a couple days ago, and it was convoluted and long, but the gist of it was that never before in history have so few companies controlled so much of what goes out on mass-marketed discs and on the radio. And it's just ridiculous, because we're in the information age. There's absolutely no reason that anybody needs to be beholden to the RIAA, whether it, you know, they're going through Sony Records or Epic or any of the others. There's no reason for any of that. When you've got a computer, you got the internet, you know, whether it's iTunes or any other way of getting it out there, MySpace alone if people just look a little bit, they'll find so much awesome shit out there.
And for any band, you know, who's out there, one of the funny things, I'm really big on the internet and have taken a lot of training and different things for my own purposes, but I don't want to get into all that crap. But I will tell you this much. One thing about MySpace, especially if you're in a band, and believe me, MySpace is not the only place you can go to push yourself.
It is like others.
Always in one of the top five spots of the biggest websites there are right now. So if you want to go out there and become a friend whore to everybody and promote yourself, fucking do it. It's free. It's out there. And if you want to get it out to people, let people know that way. I mean, and here's another interesting fact. I was reading an article lately with George Lynch, who used to be the guitar player in Dokken.
Now, awesome guitar player. That guy is an amazing shredder.
He's a great player, but he made a great point. And this relates to a lot of the local bands. People listening, especially the, like you guys who are interested in what's going on out there and can see beyond the surface, a lot of new artists are coming out these days, and they don't give a shit about getting a record deal because they know it isn't worth it. You know, it's amazing. Here, put out a record, sell 250,000 copies, and be in debt over $1 million for it, and only get a reduction of your debt for making that record and putting it out of about $30,000.
Yeah, because the first thing they do is they get the advance.
Exactly.
And they're like, all right, we made it. We can, you know,
cash,
we don't have to.
Advance. Can you say credit card?
Yeah.
Damn it. So it's like it's better for you guys to just put out your own shit, you know, because you'll make more money in the end. If you can sell at only $7 a pop, total profit, or anything like that, you sell 10,000 copies, there's $70,000 and you're not in fucking debt.
Right. And you know, one day earlier this year, I had the CEO of Nimbit.com on. I interviewed him on the phone for a little while. And that's one of several really good services that people, you know, that bands can they get their music on. And not only do they have the distribution that of, you know, what Nimbit does, but they can take this, they can take the Nimbit plug-in player. They can put it anywhere in, you know, somebody's comment section. They can make it a bulletin on MySpace or Facebook or something like that where people can listen to it, and they can buy it right there from the page you're looking at. It's really cool shit that is still underutilized. And, I think it's a matter of creating some curiosity in the audience, because there's so many people that are just willing to swallow whatever shit the radio spews at them.
Yeah, except for, you know, the few people who are like, you know, listen to this or listen to, you know, the show on a regular basis on the air or what have you. But it's like, man, if you want to really just raise your middle finger right to the record industry and just go, hey, fuck you. Keep listening to this kind of shit. Listen to your local stuff. And you know what? Well, why not put the money in the pocket of the people who actually did create the music and are there, who are right around you? And you're going to be able to see them on a regular basis. Just everything about it. I could rant about this forever, but I'll just shut up.
I have a lot before, too, because it's just so, I don't know, the tripe, the crap that gets put out on the radio so much. You know, so much of it is just bad. It's just deals with, you know, between Sony Records and Clear Channel or something like that, where they've made a deal. Okay, we're going to send you this, and you're going to play it. You're going to push the hell out of it.
Yeah, because you're getting paid to.
Right, right. And the little guys, they can't compete with that. But
yeah, well,
you know,
those
the beauty
days
is you shouldn't have to. That nobody needs to compete with that, because if there's some curiosity, if you can get some web buzz about yourself, you can make quite a bit of money. I mean, if you sell 10,000 copies, like I was saying, 10,000 copies at $7 a shot, that's 70,000. Where if you sold 10,000 copies with a major label, you'd be way in debt. You'd be screwed.
Yeah, and for the person who just loves the music and stuff, I mean, for a nice sense of rebellion, saying fuck you to these people who've been screwed by the record labels and all this shit for all this time. Hey, what better way can you possibly spend your money?
Yeah.
Supporting your local artist.
Yeah, give it to the guy next door, you know, who's been working his ass off for years to learn to play and just hasn't got any recognition for it.
Well, speaking of that, why don't we pop on something else that's most likely the guy next door to somebody, and oh, nice noise.
Beer.
Yeah, beer is a beautiful fucking thing.
All right. Well, all right. So I'll do another song here. This is by some guys that are right down in Boston, Mass. 10 Mile Burial. Who, they've been guests on the show as well. These guys rock hard. And this.
Oh, you remembered that?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I remembered some things.
Good one, Jesus.
Anyways, this song is called The Entrails.
Okay. Oh, man. Check this out. You know, we got a few beers in us. We get some time to, like, loosen up a little bit and start thinking about stupid things. And I'm like, dude, let's get on the internet and check out realdoll.com. Now,
perv.
Oh, yeah. I'm the perv. Yeah, it's all about the music.
That is a fake woman right there.
She looks
She's
pretty
not
real.
That smile's not real. I don't know. You're the guy
the
that likes.
The smiles you get from them sometimes aren't real anyway.
Look, you're the guy that likes real breasts, right?
Absolutely.
Those are not real.
Okay.
Look. It's no big deal. Come on. Enter the site. Let's go.
All right.
Oh, man. Wow. No, they don't look. No, that one's mouth's hanging open too far. It's sort of a turnoff. Oh, frequently asked questions.
Oh,
yeah. Oh,
okay.
This is gonna
be, what sort of people buy realdoll? How much do these cost? They don't tell you. They tell you.
Oh yeah, they do. Oh, you want a fake girlfriend? A mere $99.
The standard is $6,499. Oh my gosh.
Wow, man.
That's insanity.
Can I customize the look of my realdoll?
It's cheaper than divorce, but but how much does it cost in your self-worth? I mean, in your own esteem?
Oh, man. I don't know, but man, can you imagine this? Wow, look at this. Tell me more about the silicone rubber.
Can flesh have a foul odor / flavor?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
These are their frequently asked questions.
These are frequently asked questions? Wow.
About realdoll's breasts. Can you press her breasts together to form a deep cleavage? Yes, realdoll's breasts are extremely elastic and pliant. If your browser supports animated GIFs, you can view realdoll's elastic breasts on our studio page.
Oh, so you're going right there. Oh, and I'm the perv.
Yes, you are.
If anybody, like,
oh my
man,
gosh.
You've got to check this
out.
Yeah,
that animated GIF is outstanding.
They've got this animated GIF that's just unbelievable. You got to see this. This the rubbing action with the fake breasts, and you know it's a demonstration, and it actually looks pretty convincing. Oh man.
Oh,
let's do one more or two more frequently asked questions and figure out who we're going to pick on somewhere else.
How much weight can the doll support?
Oh, my God.
Realdoll can safely support over 400 pounds.
Holy shit!
What happens when the honeymoon is over and I feel the doll is not for me and wish to return it?
Oh, my God.
Their firm policy is all sales are final. That's what eBay's for, people.
Do you sell just the head or torso? You gotta be shitting.
They sell booby balls in singles or pairs, extra wigs, the flat back male torso, glowcocks, lingerie busts, realdoll the movie. Oh, that's gotta be riveting.
Yep. Don't just have everybody like sitting there. That's like the Gone with the Wind of porn, I swear. Okay, I've had enough of this. This is too much.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, yeah. Before, hey, something just happened. Oh, no, we're good. Okay,
right,
never mind. So,
didn't we have a side up?
Before getting
like
into that?
That
silliness, we listened to that last song that we listened to was Resonate, and the song's called God Laughs. And I can't believe I don't play Resonate more often on The Underworld because those guys just kick ass. There's no two ways about it. Some good Dover / Rochester boys, I think. Maybe up in Somersworth, too. I'm not sure. But
yeah, whatever, dude. You want to give me the lighter?
They're awesome. No.
Dick.
So let's listen to some music by some really close friends of guys.
Yes, back to them, our neck of the woods here. Band called Maniacal, which is pretty much the coolest fucking thing around here. I am totally biased. I'm completely opinionated. If anybody else, even the bands around the Rochester Dover area, argue with me, I don't care because they're my friends, and that's how I'm looking at my argument. I'm sticking to it.
You know what? I know Scott, you know, a little bit, and I know Rusty a little bit. That's the...
No, there is no Rusty. There's Maniacal Vocalist.
Okay, sorry. Maniacal Vocalist.
Yes.
I know him a little bit. He lives just right down the street from me here, right?
Well, he's a...
I like him. He puts on one hell of a show. He is an awesome performer. And Maniacal Live is just something you have to experience.
Oh, man, if we could just see Maniacal Live slaughtering a real doll. That would be something.
That would be expensive.
That would be...
Those things are $6,500.
So, all right, let's all take up collections, man. That would be worth it.
But still, cheaper than divorce. It only costs you your pride.
You know, it's overrated.
All right.
I got to get me one of them.
What was the name of this song, this maniacal song we were going to play? Oh, that's right. It's called Your
It's
Disease.
Called Your Disease. Things you can't get from the friggin' real doll.
All right, it's maniacal.
Odor and everything.
What have you learned from your stupid situation?
Got your beer there, guy? Mm. Or are you slurping off a nipple there? That was maniacal.
Got my real doll right in the corner.
Do you think
you can't borrow it?
Do you think there?
It's mine.
Do you think there are any lesbian real dolls?
Wow.
Or do you think lesbians ever buy real dolls?
I don't know.
It doesn't seem like they'd get much out of it. Maybe if they're just, you know, bi curious, maybe then.
Wow. Wow. It's like, I can make her shut up. Wow. Okay. I'm going to leave this alone before I say some really horrible
you
shit.
Say something horrible? No way.
I would never do such a thing. Man, that's a song with an abrupt end.
Yep. And then it's over. Well, this next song I've never once played on the Underworld, although the band that wrote it really wanted to play it, and I probably should have gone ahead and done it back when I had Jake and the Jakes as my guests on the show. They've been on the show twice, and once just in the studio, once they played live, and then they were supposed to be back one more time when their newest disc came out, and they showed up. Well, they didn't blow me off. The guy that I talk to all the time, Sean, told the other two guys to be there at 5. Well, 5 o'clock is when the show ends, so they came walking in promptly at 5 as I'm walking out. Like, oh, hey, guys, see ya.
And oh, man.
I haven't got them back since. So, but this song is... Ow. You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, but we can, you know, it doesn't even matter. We can leave that right there?
Yep, we're going to. Fuck it. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, by the way, that's one thing I love about this. I mean, you can just say whatever you want.
Yes, we can.
Let's just do it together one time. 1, 2, 3.
Fuck it. Oh, just fuck.
Right,
okay.
Fuck it. Fuck.
Fuck. Fuck. Fuckers. Fuck. Fuck.
Yes. Man, doing this like I sit in on a public radio station where you can't even talk about any kind of bodily fluids.
Yeah.
You can't talk about anything sexual. You can't say fuck. You can't all the fun things, all the good shit. You can't talk about.
And so
it.
Guy sits there the whole time trying to think of something to say, and he's got this pained look on his face the whole time. He's like, "Nah, I can't say that." No, I can't say that either.
I can't say that. I can't say that. You know, I hear something that's really aggressive and good, and I can't say, "Oh yeah, that makes you just want to take your grandmother and throw her right down a fucking staircase. That's awesome." Nope, can't say
that. Can't say it. Nope. But right along those lines is why I decided way back then not to play this next song. This is Jake and the Jakes with Lesbian Girlfriend.
Try and work it out. She said I'd never understand.
It's a love song.
Okay.
So while we're playing around with other stuff and letting the songs play and stuff, we're playing around on the internet because we're sitting here with two computers in front of us. And I went to collegehumor.com just to see what I could find.
I had no idea you could possibly make any kind of a photograph that was so cute, so wrong, and so close
and
to pornographic.
So hot.
There's a chick who's got this like newborn kitten between her breasts, and it's sleeping, and it's like, it's so wrong.
And she obviously took the picture looking straight down.
And she's looking good, and the kitten is looking so cute.
Yeah, but see, I like...
And I'm a total animal lover, so this is like sort of... This is really fucking up my mind.
See, so, I like this other one better. I've seen this one all over the place.
She's smothering it.
No, it look at... You know what's funny?
I don't know. There's some chicks this. Get this kitten in the same scenario, except it's lodged up against one side, stuffed into the shirt.
Yeah, but it looks so comfy, and it is totally asleep. But check this out.
How the fuck did we get onto this?
I don't know, but doesn't this computer have Firefox on it or Mozilla or something? Right there. Look at this. Okay, now you see that picture for Mozilla Firefox? Okay, now compare that. With this. You see the similarities? Look at that.
Oh, man. Okay, well, you know, I
you
got to
admit, that cat looks comfy. And
no,
you wouldn't mind being
in like
some...
looks like it's dead, smothered.
No, the cat is asleep.
I don't know.
He's dead asleep. He's not dead, he's just asleep. He's happy. He's right where everybody wants to be.
Especially me.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I will not deny that's what I like.
You know, though, anytime you're playing a show and some girl flashes you and shows you those, you know
what
my
favorite thing to say when I see that is?
What's that?
There's a serious lack of self-respect.
Yes, that's...
I love that.
When we went and saw... when we went to the Loco Fest 2007 show... A few weeks back, and it was Guy and Wendy, and then T-Bag, Kaylee, and me.
I missed the first Patriots game for that.
Yeah, but I recorded it for you, and I gave you it on DVD. Right?
Half of it?
No, I gave you the whole damn thing. You've got it all here somewhere.
You sure?
On two different... Yes, I did.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and now I'm the one that forgets? Fuck you. Okay, so anyways, that was where Tegan saw his first set of concert boobs.
Cubicle queer.
Concert boobs. And that's what I said to him. First, I nudged him and said,
"Yeah,
nice, huh?" And he says, "Yeah." And I said, "That's a serious lack of self-respect." And he goes, "Yeah." And I said, "That doesn't mean anybody should stop her." He goes, "No."
Yeah, oh, yeah. Fill him with contradictions from hell. Yeah. You know, the most I ever saw.
Oh,
of
and,
that,
to, and to that anonymous girl out there somewhere, get some self-respect and very nice.
Yeah, it is funny how that works, isn't it?
Yeah, it
you're
is.
Thinking two things at once.
Yeah, she shouldn't do that, but that's nice.
No, actually, the most I ever saw that was at an AC/DC show.
Really?
Oh, yeah. My God, they were just flying out everywhere.
AC/DC is a bunch of ugly fuckers.
Yeah, no shit. It was unreal. This one chick, she, I don't know, man, but she was just like swinging them around in circles. I was getting dizzy watching this shit.
Get some whiplash going like this.
Yeah,
you can't like, see what I'm doing, but I'm moving my head around in circles. So.
No, you just got to get the technique down. It looked like this. Oh, my God. That's amazing. Holy shit, that's incredible.
I like when they can get them going in opposite directions. You ever seen that?
No,
that is friggin' phenomenal. You gotta go. You gotta go party with me elsewhere sometime. You know, like down to Tens or something.
No, I mean I've never
actually.
Seen
I've never
that.
Seen that at Tens, but I've seen it on TV. I bet we could. The internet.
I'm getting.
I guarantee
sick of
we
this,
could.
Actually, I have to talk to somebody I know who can give me some sort of knowledge on that. I'll talk to some woman that may be able to do it.
There you go.
How exactly? Oh, it's an optical illusion. I just give you enough fucking beer and you'll see anything.
No, I've seen it happen.
You were drunk.
No.
Yeah, you were.
No. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a. I might have seen it when I was drunk too, but because I've been drunk plenty, as you well know. But I've seen it when
and
I'm not drunk.
And why is it
too.
After you met me, you proceeded to get drunk a hell of a lot more?
Because I had a drinking buddy. What's wrong with that?
True, true. Okay, so let's bullshit about something else.
Well, I was asking you a question.
What's
why
this?
Is it that when you get flashed at one of your shows, you don't like it?
Well, honestly, you know, it's like, yeah, I'm a walking contradiction. I love women who do really nasty things alone.
I like them when they do it with me. If they do them alone, that's one thing.
No, okay, no, alone with me.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, the whole thing about showing it all off in public, I just, you know, I'm just not into that. It's like, can you leave something sacred for the person you're with? Unless, of course, you never intend to be with anyone else ever. Yeah, I don't know. I always felt like that was just, ugh.
Guy's got morals. Fucks up with you.
Will you fuck off? Don't tell people this shit. No, seriously.
You're an upstanding citizen, guy. What's going on here?
No, but this reminds me, speaking of these. No, but I was unintentionally flashed once, as hard as that is to believe.
How do you get unintentionally flashed?
Well, this is a disgusting fucking story. All right, I'll tell you.
Yeah, give it to me.
I was playing, of all things, in an acoustic duo.
Acoustic duos get all the chicks.
Yeah, not when you're playing with one at the time that you happen to be seeing. But at any rate, and the funny thing is, playing acoustic, if you do stuff that makes people want to have fun and get rowdy, they do fucked up things just like they do when they're with a band. Or you're with a band, that is. Or they're with a, hey, whatever flies. But
wow, I'm confused. Where does the pig come into it? Are there any sheep involved?
Lipstick on a pig, and they all look the same in the dark. All right, so no, so we're playing, and we're doing like an Eric Clapton cover of some damn thing, and this chick decides she wants to grab the mic, and she's like all inspired to fucking sing. So she goes up, tries to grab the mic away from the singer, falls between the two of us, who are sitting on two bar stools, and goes flying down. And mind you, we're on York Beach at this fucked up, weird Mexican restaurant that's got these strange palm trees and shit with these little white rocks in them. Takes out the tree. The rocks go flying all over the place into these people's $30 fucking dinner plates. And where does this chick land? On the ground. And before she actually manages to stop moving, I realize that she has no underwear on and this shit-ass horrible miniskirt, which already had plenty of food stains on it. Gee, I wonder why. And I saw
girl.
The ugliest,
the kind you take home to mom,
clam I've ever seen fly open. That was so wrong. So I was unintentionally flashed, and here's the worst part. So I'm feeling a little sympathetic, you know, because that wasn't like it was intentional. You know, she was just, you know, pretty fucking stupid and did that anyhow.
And drunk.
So I'm still trying to play. So I reached out to try to give her a hand up, and what does this bitch do? Get this. True fucking story. She actually growls, gets mad, and comes up and bites me in the thigh going for my fucking balls.
Oh, man. She probably thought you pushed her or something. As
no,
drunk
man.
As she was.
And so and for 2 weeks after that, I had this tooth mark about an inch and a half away from my fucking nuts from where this ugly clam chick flashed, bitch. Did this to me. Man.
Ugly clam bitch flash chick.
Yeah.
I.
No odor that I could, you know.
Excellent story, dude. You know, the
no, but that's true.
I know. I believe you because the funniest thing that I've seen at one of your shows, and I have seen people flash you at your shows.
I never have.
one,
I haven't. Who
what,
did what?
Well, one person who you really hate, whose name starts with a C.
Well, I don't necessarily
which of course
hate
also
her. I
start,
just can't figure out how to get along with her.
Yeah, she's a bitch. Anyways, I saw her flash you, and those were okay. But the funniest thing I
saw.
Dude,
I can't even see who's on the stage with me most of the time. How am I going to see what's fucking 10 feet away?
Whipping your head around because you're doing your Angus Young thing.
I don't know.
Anyways, the funniest thing I've seen at one of your shows was we were down in Massachusetts, and it was a really well attended show, and I don't remember the song, but some guys who obviously were entertaining some Japanese business acquaintances. They had taken them there, and they were really enjoying themselves. They were really drunk. And this one guy decides he's out there dancing.
I have no idea that was going on.
And he tries to do a backflip. And he landed squarely on his head. All the money, all his credit cards, his wallet, everything went all over the place. And I saw women pouncing at the money on the dance floor. It was
the
funniest damn thing.
Wait a minute. Did I catch a glimpse of that? Or did Wendy, I don't know, somebody in the band say something?
I don't know.
You got to be shitting me.
Then there's other times when your guitar strap's falling off.
Oh, yeah. Then so I have to hold it and keep jumping around.
Yeah, and even if I try to help you out, you're like, yeah, fuck it. You push me off, and then you just like hold the guitar in one hand and strum with the other.
True,
or then he sits down and uses a
at the very last
beer bottle
gig
for a
we
slide.
Did. This is honest to God truth. Our bass player got so used to me bashing on guitar so hard that the strap and the screw would fall out of the fucking guitar. He started bringing toothpicks to put in where the screw screws in to hold it a little tighter because he knew it was going to fly out.
Dave's a good guy.
Yeah, he is.
I like Dave. Well, hey, I don't even know what we're going to play, but we're going to play something
talking
right freaking now.
Hi! Meta Assassinis, my number star! Meta Assassinis! Totalist Assassin! I'll fight along. The assassin is fine up with our. The assassin is. Get them out of place. Where does the fuck belong? The girls and cats and dogs. And then we move. The assassin is fine up with our. The assassin is. Don't call it death, man. We'll be right back.
devour you soon.
That was Please Don't Kill My Mother by Terror in the Midnight Sun. And this next one is Bottoms Up with Psychobabble Bitchin', which I have played on the Uncensored show before, but it's a kick-ass song, so I'm going to do it again.
To say, from the center of a crowd, talking much too loud, talking bullshit every day. Well, your guns are always backwards, what you're yipping and you're yapping, you'll be talking till your dying day. But when we're finally through, we'll all be looking at you, what does your head to say? Too much psycho babble. We'll be right back.
Well, going along with what that was, all this psychobabble bitching shit, you know, that gives me a good place to rant and bitch about shit that I really mean. You know, a lot of these guys who are in these bands locally are doing shitty fucking jobs that they don't want to do, like myself.
Yeah, and you definitely aren't alone, because I like to ask just about every musician that comes on the show
what they do. Yeah.
You know how many? I think the most common one I hear is landscaper.
Yeah, you know, when you hear somebody like Stephen Doe, what do you do? Oh, I'm a landscape foreman. The guy's like this virtuoso wizard player.
You know what? We'll play him next, in fact. He's friggin' amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, wizard player, but also composer. He plays every single instrument.
All kinds of stuff.
He's friggin' amazing.
But, you know, it's like, here's what I do for a living. Mike and I work at the same place. That's where we met, which is a funny story anyway. You know, I walk into this nuclear chemistry lab specialty section in this thing where they're doing something. I don't even understand what it is to this day. Something called a count room.
Yes, it's for... I sit in there and I count. One.
Well, you two. Used
actually,
to.
I do it like this. Yeah, I used to. Okay, it's one! One little gamma. Two! Sorry, that's a bad joke, but... But I had to.
That was dumb as shit, man. No, I mean, the funny thing is, I walk in the room and what do I see?
It's radiochemistry count room is what it is. Sorry, go ahead.
This bald guy who looks somewhat official, who's doing whatever stupid fucking job he's doing, and he's got an Iron Maiden screensaver on and all kinds of Republican politics shit. And the first thing I said to him, I'm like,
Well, and I was playing Iron Maiden at the time, too.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, cool music, but those are two worlds that don't exactly go together, dude.
Yeah, they do.
No, but that's the story for other times. So at any rate, you know, it's funny how people actually meet and all this stuff. So I'm doing a job I hate. What am I doing? I'm walking around. I'm cleaning up radioactive crap that doesn't exist because the plant is, you know, spotless, and there's nothing in there to hurt you. But to this day, here I am walking around cleaning toilets, you know, from people's fucking anal explosions in the bathroom and all this crap. And
meanwhile, you're a friggin' guitar virtuoso.
I wouldn't go that far.
I would.
But, you know, it's funny. It's like a lot of these people you hear, and they're out there, they're doing the same shit everybody else does, and whether it's me cleaning shit out of toilets or it's, you know, somebody landscaping or doing concrete stuff or in some dumb factory, you know, it's just something that just gets right up your ass big time, because this is what you're really about. This is what you fucking do. And because there's just not enough support from the local area or the local everywhere, except for, thank God for those select few people, like whoever you are, wherever the fuck you are, thank you.
Well, you know, you go to the Dover Brick House on any given Wednesday, you know, you'll see a place filled with those people.
Yeah, and it's not like they're not out there, but it's like, man, you know, what the fuck? I'm cleaning toilets, and there are too many people who aren't like you guys, these ignorant fucking assholes who can't figure out to go listen to somebody and try to check out the music that's right around, and you know, somebody's landscaping, they're cleaning toilets, maybe they're sucking fucking boils for a living. I don't know what the fuck.
I like Smith some.
You know, all I could say is, from a musician's point of view, hey, thanks a lot for listening, and you know, maybe if a lot more people were like you rather than the average fucking dipshit out there, a lot of us would be able to live a better fucking life. So, hey, thanks a lot for the support. I really do mean that.
And as I've said on the Underworld before, next time you've got some guy mowing your lawn, you know, when he stops to dump the bag or something, ask him what band he's in. Because he's probably in one.
Good chance of it.
I tell you, man, so many of them. What do? I'm a landscaper. Like, damn, you guys should be friggin' selling out stadiums. You should be, you know, living the dream, not cutting the grass. So with all that in mind, all the crappy jobs in mind, here's Third Shift at the Slaughterhouse by Never Say Never.
Destroyer, let me slaughter. We'll be right back.
can be.
I guess that about wraps it up.
Well, thanks for all the help, man.
And all this ridiculous stuff we've got around us. And
yeah.
If anybody could just see this room and all the gear that's in here.
They would laugh at us a lot. Ha, 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 ha. Anyways, we'll do another one of these before too long. There's no schedule to it, but we'll get it when we can. And so I hope you enjoyed this one. If not, then fuck off. And we'll catch you next time. Rock on.